Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is Ho, O, H to the O-V. I used to move snowflakes by the O-Z. I guess even back then you can call me CEO of the R-O-C. Ho, fresh out the frying pan into the fire. I be the music biz number one supply.
What's up, y'all? It's CJ here. We back with another vid. We gonna talk about week two of Game Day Gridiron. Week two of NFL action, because I am very, very, like, hyped in a way to, like, see week two, all the stuff that's, like, going on. We just saw the Commanders versus the, was it the Packers? And my boy is a Commanders fan, and he's not doing too good right now, be straight honest with y'all. But in considering everything so far, at least you guys aren't Giants fans, because our Giants is doing so bad right now. I kind of seen it. I seen it from a mile away, but I don't know what the hell Russell Wilson is doing, bro. Like, it just seems like he's out of it in that pocket, man. Like, he had a down year with the Broncos, went to the Steelers, had an okay year, but kind of melted at the end right there. And then he came to the Giants, and what do you know? We suck again. We suck. And I'm used to it as a Giants fan. We've sucked for, like, the past 14, 15 years. So, ain't nothing new. We haven't won a Super Bowl since I was, like, 4 years old. So, nothing's going to change. Hopefully, though, the Bills are doing an amazing job so far this year. They went against the Ravens, and my God, Josh Allen is that boy. He's a different animal. He's, like, a modern-day Cam Newton. He's Cam Newton of this generation. He is Superman. He could do things that not, like, 99.9% of people cannot do. And that's to run an offense with both his legs and arms and his IQ and to know exactly where his receivers are going to be at all times. I mean, this guy was down 15 points, right? Ravens were, like, 40 points. The Bills had 25, 4 minutes left remaining in the fourth quarter. At this point, everybody would be exiting Orchard Park right now. They would be like, game's over, it's done. We can't, there's no coming back right now. And then all of a sudden, Josh Allen unlocked his inner Cam Newton and brought his team back. First, it was with a touchdown, and then it came with another stop, a defensive stop, which they really needed. Shout out to Ed Oliver. Then came down with another touchdown. They punched it in, and then it came with another field goal by a 40-year-old kicker, a 41-year-old kicker, by the way. This dude should be with a family. Like, he's, bro, and he punched that thing in right through the upright, bro, and I was like, there's no way I just saw that happen with my own two eyes, man. Like, yeah, I'm just like, wow, we actually won a week one game for once. Let's go. I was going crazy. But I'm going to switch everything off right now because I'm getting a little too hype right now about week one. But going into week two, baby, we about to be nice right here. I mean, I have drafted fantasy football this year. I always do it every single year. And my QB for fantasy this year is Justin Herbert. And I got him in like the 8th round, you know, 9th round, something like that. And he turned out to be a God-saving pick. Like an underrated pick. You know, most people are going to pick Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Kyler Murray, all those type of scrambling QBs, Jalen Hurts. But I saw something in, you know, Justin Herbert, bro. It's not like they have a great running back. I mean, unless you count Najee Harris, which that boy can't get more than 5 yards per carry on any given year whatsoever. But you also look at it from, hey, Keenan Allen's back. You know, you got some young receivers up in there. You got, I'm trying to remember the boy from Georgia, Ladd McConkley. He's a good wide receiver in there too. It's just, it's a whole system of guys right there that is doing good. And, you know, this year they came out to popping. It went crazy, bro. Like, I can't even, like, fantasize this right now on how good my team is. I'm even going to show y'all a quick message. Hold up. Hold up, I'm gonna show y'all.
Yeah, you guys just can't see it. Whatever.
Whatever. Got Justin Herbert at QB1. I got James Conner at running back. Then behind him, you got Jalen Warren. Romeo Doubs for the Packers at wide receiver. That isn't my first round pick. Okay, that isn't even my 10th round pick, probably. I got him in the late rounds of the season, and right now, he is a stellar pick right now for me. Like, he's having a little short coming in, like, week two. I saw him against the Commanders. He did all right. He had a touchdown and 28 yards. Of course, could be better, of course. But when it came to the Packers, you have to realize that there's no definitive wide receiver one. Ever since Davante Adams left, there hasn't been a definitive wide receiver one. That job is mainly upon all the other free receivers there. But Romeo Doubs, he seems to be the guy that I feel like has been a main wide receiver one. That's just my opinion, personally. And then I got Tyreek Hill. I honestly think he's going to go off in week two. He did have a shortcoming in week one with only 40 yards. You know, it could be better. But wide receivers have weeks like that all the time, and I'm not worried whatsoever. And then George Kittle, he's on IR. That was supposed to be my good tight end right there. He was number one in all the leaders, but, like, just did not get it done. Then George Pickens, he's a good flex option right there, good guy behind CeeDee Lamb. Jets defense, they do all right. It didn't look all right in week one versus Steelers. It did not whatsoever. That defense completely let, you know, Justin Fields down in the worst way possible. And then that kicker, you got Chase McLaughlin. I hope I got that right. Chase McLaughlin. Like Laughlin. Wow, I didn't even know. I could literally see laugh in the middle of his name. That's crazy. Nico Collins, Justice Hill, Quinshon Judkins. I swear, some of these players have the most wildest names, man, that you have to spell out. It's like a tongue twister, bro. Darnell Moneyman Mooney, Michael Pittman Jr., and then Rashid Shaheed. Like I said, these names are crazy. But I think my team is personally good. I think, Chad, this is a good team, respectfully. We didn't win week one. Okay, I'm going to say that right now. We lost because of Monday Night Football, but we're going to get back. My team knows. Anyway, I'm going to actually get back into sports. I'm sorry about that, y'all. I had to go off on how good my team is. I had to go off on how good we're going to be this year. Personally, okay? This is in my opinion. Just me being honest. But, moving on. I'm going to move on. I promise I'm going to move on. In other words, there have been some, how do I say this? Tragic events across all of America recently. And I want to take a time to address it because I'm not a man that loves, you know, getting outside of sports. That's not kind of the ordeal I like to get into. Because you got way too many people with different opinions on some sensitive subjects, aka politics. But when you see the things that happen within a full week worth of stuff, you start thinking to yourself, like, wow, this is getting crazy. I mean, this has gotten to a level that I don't think anybody would have thought it went to. First, it was the Ukrainian woman, I believe out of Baltimore, who got murdered on a bus. And then it went to Charlie Kirk, who got gunned down in front of thousands of people. And then it was the school shootings in Colorado, the school shootings in Minnesota. And then you look at more robberies, more things that are happening across this entire nation that makes me even more confident to say that sports is a main reason for why we get by every single day. Because there's so much evil in this world that people just know is bad, but the way we get through it is with sports, man. Regardless of what you think, regardless of what your beliefs are politically. We all come to a safe space to cheer for the teams that we love and to cheer for the players that make our team so special. The players that could change and become great players, Hall of Fame level players, and be able to witness the games that we love every Sunday, every Monday, every Tuesday, every Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, whatever day of the week it is. You get to have an escape from reality. And that's the main reason I've got into sports, is because it gives me some type of escape from the normal everyday stuff we have to go through. For me, for a long time in my life, it was homework. I could never do schoolwork, y'all. I hated it so much. I did not like it whatsoever. I was always the type of person to just go and play sports right after school, do my practices, go home, sleep, and be done. Whenever I had to have homework in between that, it just ruined. It ruined the rest of my night. But it was an escape. Sports are an escape. Okay? And I just think, especially during the times that we had this week, especially after a guy like Charlie Kirk, who expressed his opinion that some people did not believe, or some people, I'm sorry, did not, why am I saying did not believe? Some people disagreed with, and he got gunned down. A Ukrainian woman who was just minding her business on a bus. Hopefully, she was hoping to have a better life in this country, and she was killed. And then you got innocent children getting targeted in schools across the country. I saw a disturbing statistic, I believe yesterday, maybe the day before that. But it was just shocking that there have been over 300, not 300 school shootings across the entire nation. There are more school shootings that happened this year than there have been days in this year. Just something to think about. So that's why when I say sports are an escape to like almost an alternate reality where you could have fun, where you can laugh, where you can, you know, be with a bunch of people who share the same, you know, thoughts and beliefs as you, and to be able to have fun while doing it is so important, y'all. Especially when it comes to the chaos of everyday life. So when I come on this podcast, and when I come on and do my work, and when I do and when I do a service of telling y'all what happened in a week and telling y'all my beliefs, I feel happy while doing it because that is my right to do it as a podcaster myself. So, I'm sorry. I had to get a little bit off topic there. Just something that, you know, fell deep into my heart that I could not ignore. But I'm going to get into it. I'm not going to talk about this anymore. This is the final time I'm going to talk about it. We're going to get into a lot of good action here on Game Day Gridiron. I'll be right back with y'all. So, usually, I would talk about the NFL this week. Usually, I would talk a lot about it, but it's just week one. Like, I don't want to make a stigma of being like, wow, this happened, this player is not, you know, excelling the way he should be. That would usually come during week three. Because I would have, you know, how do I say this? A free week analysis on how, you know, these players are doing. I can't do that in week one. It's not possible. Because then I'm just stereotyping like, oh, Lamar Jackson is going to have a down year because he lost to the Bills. Even though we all know that's not true. So I'm going to put that to the side. I'm going to put that off my plate right now. Okay. And I'm going to go to something that a lot of people don't really talk about. And that's the WNBA. A lot of people should know this year that I was right on a handful of stuff. But the thing that I'm most proud about, especially to me, is that I predicted what was going to happen a long, long damn time ago. I predicted that not only was Paige Buckers going to be the rookie of the year of the WNBA, which she did, by the way, not only is she going to be an all-WNBA player, which she also did, by the way, I said that she is going to be better than Caitlin Clark. She's going to be better than some of the best players already in that thing already. Better than Breonna Stewart. Better than Nafisa. Of course, some people would think differently. Some, like, better than Camila Cardoso. Better than BG. Better than a lot of these players. And, I mean, I don't know what else to say. I got it right. I feel like having a victory parade about this. It's just, I don't know. I feel a little bit of like, man, maybe ESPN should hire me. Maybe they should hire me just for a day. Just for a day. But, okay, I'm going to get onto some real stuff. I'm sorry. But speaking of how great Paige is, the record of the Dallas Wings has not been equal to how good that she has been. Of course, she is Rookie of the Year. It's her first year. Stuff like that. But I don't blame the players on this team. Maybe they need a big man. But that's kind of... it wouldn't really change much. For me, what would change a lot of stuff would be the fact that they got new coaching. Because I understand some people might like the coach there. I don't recall his name. Honestly, I don't feel like I need to recall his name. But he has been god terrible when it came to making adjustments. He's the main reason why they're in last place. Could they use some more, you know, better, you know, perimeter players? Maybe a better inside big, maybe. But mainly all of that comes on the fact of coaching, not being able to put your players into the best position. Sometimes you could have, you know, one of the best players in the world on your team. And at the same time, you don't get, you know, much of anything out of it because of the fact that your coach can't coach for nothing. Like, it's just simple, y'all. I don't know what else to tell y'all. Okay, I'm gonna go off on that, okay? I just gotta say something, like, from the bottom of my heart. Also, I see the WNBA MVP conversations. I see Nafisa Collier, Asia Wilson, I think maybe was it Alyssa Thomas? Don't quote me on this because this is probably like very wrong. But I've seen Asia Wilson and Nafisa, the main 1-2 players when it comes to talking about, you know, who's going to win WNBA MVP? Who's going to win it? Because both of them are very good in their own ways. Both of them have a chance to really become the face of the league. I think, you know, both of them are very good in their own right. I'm trying to see the stats, y'all. That's why my eyes are off the screen. I swear to God, I had this stuff a second ago. Where the hell is this? Okay, I think I finally found it. Okay, when we're talking about WNBA MVP, I look at a lot of things, but mainly I look at the defensive numbers and how good they are able to elevate their team. Because I get the offensive numbers are going to come when it comes to WNBA MVP. But also team success comes from that too. Nafisa has the number one team in the West. I think Asia has number three in the West too. They're both having winning teams, honestly. Obviously, some people hold number one better than number three in some contexts. Yes, but I also look at who's going to struggle without their main player. And I just think it's Asia, man. Like, you have to be straight up. She lost her teammate, Kelsey Plum, in the offseason. They got a lot of assets back, I'm going to be honest with you. But when you lose your main player like that, it kind of breaks it down into like, hey, you know, I'm doing a lot of heavy lifting. She averaged over two blocks, two steals in our games this, you know, season. A 20-point per game score, right? Has close to 10 rebounds and around 2 to 3 assists. She's 30th in assist totals. It's just Asia, at the same time, is able to elevate not only herself, but her team to a level that Nafisa, I just can't see getting there. It's not that she's not a great player. It's just I just don't see the same level of, how do I say this, being able to elevate your team to that type of point and that type of way to make them seem like, oh, damn, this is actually, you know, a good case and scenario. You know what I'm saying? Okay, y'all. I'm going to stop chatting. I think I'm just chatting right now. Am I chatting? I think I'm just chatting. But, you know, it's kind of like that weird point in the sports world where it's just like, I need to find something to talk about besides the NFL because, as you guys know, I don't make, you know, case and scenarios 1 week into the end. And how do I say this? NFL season. I don't make those type of things. But when the WNBA season just ends, I'm just like, wow, this is something I could definitely talk about. I could definitely see this right here. How about I go over to Angel Reese and the controversy they're going against the Chicago Sky? Like, I'm like, what's going on here, yo? Like, she says that she wants to be in Chicago, yet at the same time, she says, I gotta do what I gotta do. I don't blame her. I really don't blame her. I'm gonna be straight. But at the same time, you can't be saying that in the public eye. You just can't. As an athlete, the media is going to take that stuff and run with it. They're going to be like, oh, damn, she's not committed. She doesn't want to be here. She doesn't even deserve this, is what they're going to say. And I think that's very wrong. Angel Reese is a very, very good player, regardless of what you see on Instagram, regardless of what you see on the TikToks, that she's a very genuine good player. And I think people need to realize that a lot of cases, players need to do what they need to do. But at the same time, you got to back up what you do. Team success does not happen a week or even 2 weeks or a month or maybe even a year or two. It's something that takes a lot of time and a lot of continuity and conversations. You know what I'm saying? Maybe I'm just saying that. Maybe that's just me looking in my perspective. But when it comes to anything, you need to be ready to be counted on. And that is the truth of the story. Okay. Now, I want to just say, because of the fact that the NBA season is coming around, I want to know from you guys, what's your favorite shoe coming out this year? My favorite shoe so far, if I had to like pick, it's got to be the new Shies. The new Shies, they look very good. Apparently, they look comfortable. You know, they fit right in your foot. Everything like that. Okay, I just haven't seen shoes like that fit in a, you know, a very, very good way in a long time. The new Ultras from Way of Wade, I love those shoes. You know, I once put them on this summer, and bro, they were legendary. They literally felt so much different from a lot of the Nike shoes that I wear in basketball. Like, they actually care about performance and stuff when it comes to molding your feet. And the designs look too. I like the look of the little, you know, sun and, you know, pink shade. I personally like that, at least. I like that, but again, just me. Now, earlier in this podcast, I was talking about fantasy football. I was, because I love the stuff that happens in the NFL season. But if I had to tell anybody who not to pick this year, do not pick Justin Fields. Please don't. You're going to just be disappointed. Not because Justin Fields isn't good, but because he's not good for fantasy. This is not Chicago. This is not Pittsburgh. This is the New York Jets. And historically, the New York Jets cannot make a QB work. They can't. They can't develop a QB. They can't make something of a QB that's already a Hall of Famer. We saw that last year with Aaron Rodgers. And how ironic. Literally, how ironic. As soon as two QBs flip systems, as soon as Justin Fields goes to the Jets, he gets worse. As soon as Aaron Rodgers goes to the Pittsburgh Steelers, he looks like prime Aaron Rodgers all over again. I mean, apparently he's washed, right? He's washed. He's not good anymore. I don't know. I guess the Jets must be cursed. Ever since they won Super Bowl III, it just seems like this team can't catch a break. They can't. Every quarterback they ever drafted since then has been irrelevant. Okay, they have not had a QB that could take them to the promised land, even though they brought in a 40-year-old Aaron Rodgers, an Aaron Rodgers that was still technically an MVP candidate, even though he's getting old up there in age, and yet they still can't make anything of it. They tried to act like he was the problem last year. Problem is, that's not the case, as we all know, as we all saw from last Sunday. It's just the truth, man. I mean, what you want me to say? Anyways, I want to get into boxing, because recently, guys, I'm getting kind of swole, not too much. I mean, I got a little muscle there, a little bit, just a tiny bit. And I've been getting a lot into boxing. A lot of little, you know, punches. My school has those little bags that I like to, you know, throw some punches at, get my skills right, you know, a little bit. But I also been getting a lot more into the UFC than I have been in recent years. Mainly because of the talent that has come back. I'm not talking about Jake Paul and like Mike Tyson, because that's the one outlier. That's the one place where I go, yeah, nah, I don't want to see that. But also because of the fights that are going on. I think, what's his name? Mike Tyson is going up against Floyd Mayweather sometime, I believe, in the next year. And it's kind of funny because isn't Floyd Mayweather 5'8"? I mean, Mike Tyson's 5'10", yes, but he's also 200-something pounds, apparently. 221 pounds, something like that. Floyd's like 160. It's kind of like pairing up a heavyweight versus a lightweight. Like, maybe it's for clicks and views. Who knows? Maybe this is Mike Tyson's revenge tour. And trying to prove to people that, hey, I didn't sell out. Even though we most likely know that's not the case. But, do what you're gonna do, Big Mike. You know, stay on your chin on it. You know, I do all that shit. You know? What else? Honestly, bro, am I very serious to say that I have literally this week nothing to talk about? Am I tripping, guys? Am I tripping? Because I don't see nothing besides the end of the W season. The playoffs haven't started yet. I mean, yeah, college football is college football. But a lot of the teams this week played up against scrubs. So what's there to talk about? It's not like they played against big coming schools like Texas versus Ohio State. I really don't have much to talk about when it comes to that. I mean, the MLB season is getting to the end, yes, but playoffs has also not started yet. It's like, at this point, bro, I have nothing to talk about. And that's not a bad thing. But it just means we're not at that point yet in the season. So, I'm sorry. This is a short podcast. I gotta end it, man. I'm gonna be on my social. By the way, I'm gonna be posting my new giveaway out probably by the end of tonight or probably tomorrow. By the time I probably post this video, it probably will already be done. If not, then I will get it done. Because I want those people to try and get the reward they want. The new Dwight Gooden football, The new Ryan Clark football. The Hall of Fame leaders football. That football is very nice. And we're going to make sure my boys get it. We definitely going to make sure. Hopefully you guys did enjoy this video. Let's just debate takes in the future. Anybody that wants to debate me, I'm ready. I'm ready. Best believe that we're going to have a lot of fun on this podcast. Because we always do. We always will have fun on this podcast. But I want more people to debate with me. So in a way, you guys could still be engaged and see my viewpoints. And to see why I think the way that I think. Without further ado, guys, thank you so much for watching. I'll see y'all next time. Music biz number one supplier. Fly it in a piece of paper bearing my name. Got the hottest chick in the game wearing my chain. That's right, ho, ho. Not D.O.C., but similar to them letters. No one could do it better. I check cheddar like a food inspector. My homie Strick told me, dude, finish your breakfast. So that's what I'ma do. Take you back to the dude with the Lexus. Fast forward the jewels and the necklace. Let me tell you dudes what I do to protect this. Shoot at you actors like movie directors. This ain't a movie, dog.